KD Country 94 weather.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are you going to give farm?
Don't miss the auction of 80 acres of Osborne County farmland on Monday, December 11th at 2 p.m. located at the Downs Senior Center, selling for the children of Lawrence and Anna Strength. The real estate is located from Downs, Kansas, 1 mile south and east on 60th Drive, 1/2 mile to the southwest corner of the property, approximately 80¾ acres of nice tillable ground. This is your opportunity to buy a really nice piece of farmland. The mineral rights aren't believed to be intact and will sell off the property. The closing date on or before January 15th, 2024, and possession is immediate upon the signing of the contract and receipt of down payment of 10% day of sale and the balance due day of closing. This tract is currently under an equip contract. The waterways, which consists of 3.7 acres, are to be reseeded and maintained for 10 years. Bio will have the option to continue with the full contract of terraces. Again, this auction of 80 acres of Osborne County farmland is on Monday, December 11th, located at the Downs Senior Center in Downs at 2 p.m. Sale conducted by Walters Auction Realty of Portis. Colonel Jim Walters, broker and auctioneer.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine today with a high of 53. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 29. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 36.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Geological Survey reported last week groundwater levels in the High Plains Aquifer could be sustained for at least one decade in moisture-imperiled areas of western Kansas through pumping reductions of 18 to 32%. The aquifer, the state's most economically important groundwater resource, published a report summarizing regional conditions and options for prolonging life of the aquifer. The review documented benefits of voluntary water conservation in the state's five groundwater management districts. The High Plains Aquifer underlies portions of eight states from South Dakota to Texas. It includes the Ogallala Aquifer of western Kansas and the Great Bend Prairie and Equus Beds aquifers in the south central part of the state. Groundwater in the Ogallala portion of the aquifer covering management districts 1, 3, and 4 dropped significantly since start of widespread irrigation of cropland in the 1940s. In some areas, less than 40% of the original aquifer thickness remains. Analysis of data gathered in District 1 in west central Kansas and District 4 in northwest Kansas show water conservation measures slowed decline in groundwater resources. The availability of more than 25 years worth of high quality water level and water use data for the aquifer makes it possible to provide a sound assessment of the aquifer status. Wichita County, part of District 1, experienced reductions in pumping of 40% as water levels in parts of the district fell, so low large-scale irrigation was reduced or eliminated. Farmers are adjusting to the water shortage by reducing acreage, changing cropping patterns, and adopting technologies to reduce water usage. In South Central Kansas, the Equus Beds Aquifer and Management District 2 has experienced stable water levels during the last 25 years, and District 5 in the Big Bend Prairie region, there was a slight decline in groundwater usage. The pumping reduction needed to achieve stable water levels in the 5th District is 1.6%, the KGS said. That full story available, KDCountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There will be a community blood drive in Beloit at the North Central Kansas Wellness Center Gymnasium there on Highway 24 in Beloit. That'll take place coming up on Wednesday from noon to 6 p.m. To schedule your appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter Beloit. You can also probably pop in as well and check out if they could accept your donation on that blood drive as well. Give something that means something this holiday season. Give blood. And you can also learn more, 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcrossblood.org.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
20-17 Buffalo. They send another blitz. Selling out. Flag on the play. Might be a free one. They've got Kelsey at the 30. Kelsey 25. Angling back. 20. Now he's going to lateral it back at the 15-yard line. It's Tony. 10. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. Kelsey, the old University of Cincinnati quarterback.
Offside, number 19, offense, lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty. Check it out.
The Chiefs stalled on their next two plays after that touchdown was called back in a loss to the Bills on Sunday. We'll have more on that coming up in the Sportcast. We'll look at local sports, some results from high school hoops and wrestling over the weekend. College hoops as KU is playing Mizzou in men's basketball. The Heisman Trophy awarded. Shohei Ohtani has a new team, and the Royals are adding a relief pitcher. It's all coming up in the Sportcast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, high school hoops over the weekend, the Stockton girls and Lakeside boys won the Highway 24-36 preseason tournament championships on Saturday. The Stockton girls winning 50-30 over Lakeside. The Lakeside boys beat Stockton 71-22. Both teams finished 3-0 at the tournament. Thunder Ridge girls beat Rock Hills 41-27. Rock Hills boys over Thunder Ridge 44-42. Also on Saturday, the Smith Center girls won the Amos Morris Classic in Russell. The St. John's Tipton boys were second. St. John's Tipton girls finished fourth. The Osborne boys and girls both finished third place at the Purple and Gold tournament at Trigo. You can find full scores and brackets from those tournaments at ncksports.com. Also in high school sports, wrestling on Friday, the Ellis Railer Round Robin, Brogan Monty at 113 pounds and Brody Boudreau at 215 for Beloit, both won championships, and they're both 7-0 to start the season. At the Jeff Giles Invitational in Minneapolis on Saturday, Concordia took the team championship. Top finishers from the immediate area, Caden Schultz of Osborne was second at 157 pounds, Gage Seifert at 190, and Grant Middleton at 215, both finished in fourth. Also at the Manhattan Dual Tournament, Smith Center went 1-3-1. They beat Shawnee Heights, they tied Paola, and lost to Manhattan, Lincoln Southwest and Dodge City. You can find full results at ncksports.com. Well, as I heard at the beginning of this Sportscast, the Chiefs suffered another loss on Sunday, falling to the Bills 20-17 at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs got off to a slow start with a turnover and three punts on their first four drives. The Bills took a 14-0 lead early in the second quarter. Kansas City finally got on the board with 1:19 left in the first half on a 70-yard touchdown run by Jerick McKinnon, cutting the lead to 14-7 at half. Buffalo extended their lead to 10 around the midway point of the third, but Patrick Mahomes connected with Rasheed Rice on a 4-yard touchdown pass with 3:30 left in the quarter to cut the lead to 17-14 early in the fourth. Harrison Bunker made a field goal to tie it at 17, and each team punted on their next drive, while Buffalo took a 20-17 lead on a Tyler Bass field goal with a minute 54 remaining. On their final drive, the Chiefs had what looked like the play of the year, as it was a pass from Mahomes to Travis Kelce and a subsequent lateral for a touchdown to Kadarius Toney, he heard earlier. However, Toney was visibly lined up offsides on the play, and the touchdown was nullified. The Chiefs had two more opportunities, but two Mahomes passes were incomplete. The Bills finished off the win. Mahomes finished with 271 yards, a touchdown and interception passing, but he was upset on the sideline after the final offensive play, explained his frustration as he disliked the offsides call on Toney.
To take away greatness like that, I mean, for a guy like Travis to make a play like that, and who knows if we win, but I know as fans, you want to see the guys on the field decide the game, and that's why last week I didn't say anything about the flag that didn't get called on Marquez. And so, I mean, they're human, man. They made mistakes, but I mean, it's every week we're talking about something, and another great football game that just ended like that. It's just tough to swallow.
Bills kept their playoff hopes alive with the win, moving to 7-6, while the Chiefs dropped to 8-5. They're now just one game ahead of the Broncos in the AFC West. Denver won 24-7 over the Chargers in LA. Also in the AFC West, the Raiders lost 3-0 to the Vikings Sunday. For a full look at the NFL scores from the weekend, visit NFL.com.
Final second drips off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win. Kansas takes down Mizzou in the Hy-Vee Hoops Border Showdown.
Kansas won 73-64 in the end, but Missouri jumped out to a 15-6 lead after Tamar Bates' three-pointer with just under 13 minutes left in the first half. KU came storming back, trailed 29-7 with 4 minutes left, closed out on a 14-0 run to lead 41-29 at half. The Jayhawks extended the lead to as much as 16 in the second half, finishing off the 9-point win. KJ Adams and Kevin McCullough each scored 17 for KU, while Hunter Dickinson had a 13-point, 16-rebound double-double in the victory. KU coach Bill Self on the win.
They were obviously better than us to start the game, and then we were a lot better the last 6 minutes, was it, and go on a 20-2 run. That was the difference in game. It's an even game other than that. So we made a lot of good basketball plays in the last 6 minutes of the first half.
KU's now 9-1. Mizzou dropped to 7-3. In Baton Rouge on Saturday, the K-State men picked up a 75-60 win over LSU. Cam Conner scored 19 of his game-high 21 points in the first half, connecting on 3 three-pointers. Arthur Kaluma added a double-double with 17 points and 11 rebounds. Tyler Perry added 14. Will McNair chipped in with 13. K-State coach Jerome Tang on blocking out the distraction of the Naquan Tomlin situation throughout the week.
We love playing basketball and love being together. This is the time when you don't have to worry about the distractions. You just get to play. And I felt like our guys had a lot to play for that allowed them to put their energy in the right place.
K-State's now 8-2 as LSU fell to 5-4. In the American Athletic Conference on Saturday, Wichita State men dropped to 7-3 with a 79-69 loss to South Dakota State. Colby Rogers led the Shockers with 21 points in the loss. In women's hoops, number 13 K-State made another statement with a dominant 84-56 win over Missouri in the Bill Snyder Classic in St. Joseph, Missouri. Mizzou led 15-13 after one, but K-State led 32-25 by half and used a 36-12 third quarter to create their separation. Ioka Lee led K-State with 28 points and 9 rebounds. They're now 9-1 on the season. Sunday, KU got back on the winning side of 500. They picked up a 76-56 win at Wichita State. Samaya Nichols went 10-12 from the floor, led KU with 23 points in the win. They're now 5-4. WSU dropped to 4-6 with the loss.
It is my great pleasure to announce that the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels from Louisiana State University.
Daniels finished over 300 points ahead of Washington quarterback Michael Penix to win the Heisman Trophy. He finished third in the FBS in passing yards, first in passing touchdowns, and also ran for over 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns. You can read much more at NCAA.com. Finally, in sports, in baseball, Shohei Ohtani is no longer a free agent. He signed the richest contract in MLB history by far on Saturday. The former Angel headed across town to the Dodgers on a 10-year, $700 million deal. His former teammate Mike Trout previously had the biggest ever baseball contract with his 12-year, $426.5 million extension in 2019. The $70 million average also blows the previous record out of the water, which was $43.3 million to Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer on their deals to the Mets. Ohtani is a two-way player. As a pitcher and hitter, he's excelled. After a torn UCL repair in September, Ohtani will only be hitting in 2024, expected to return to the mound in 2025. Also on Sunday, the Royals made a move, adding left-handed reliever Will Smith on a reported one-year, $5 million deal. He saved 22 games to the World Series champion Rangers this past season. He's pitched in 11 seasons in the bigs, mostly as a reliever. Actually got a start with the Royals in 2012 as a starter, but moved to the bullpen in 2013 before being traded to the Brewers for Nori Aoki ahead of the 2014 season. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.